The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, October 23, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel returned to Cuba after participating in the Palenque meeting for a fraternal and well-being neighborhood on migration issues held in Mexico. At the end of the conclave, attended by presidents and representatives of 12 countries in the region, Beatriz Gutierrez, wife of Mexican head of state Andrés Manuel López Obrador, saw off Díaz-Canel at the Chiapas airport. On X, the Cuban president thanked López Obrador for holding the meeting, which focused on irregular migration, its multiple causes and consequences, and proposals for possible solutions. The Cuban president stressed on social media that Cuba has repeatedly warned of the responsibility of the government of the United States with a permanent incitement to irregular migration of Cubans who arrive or intend to arrive at its borders. This behavior affects Cuba, the Cuban migrant, and the United States, and has also consequences for transit countries in the region who face the challenges of irregular migration. The head of state stressed at the 10th Conference on Migration Cuba's reiterated firm commitment to regular, safe, and orderly migration. A delegation from Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, headed by its Vice President Ana Maria Mari Machado, attends the 147th Assembly of the Interparliamentary Union based in Luanda, Angola, from October 23 to 27. The event, organized by Angola's Parliament together with the Interparliamentary Union, will focus debates on the theme Parliamentary Action for Peace, Justice, and Strong Institutions. During these days, all the governing bodies of the Interparliamentary Union will meet, and the Second World Parliamentary Summit on the Fight Against Terrorism and Violent Extremism will take place, while several resolutions will be adopted on the most pressing issues on the current international scene. Upon arrival in Luanda, the Cuban representatives participated in the meeting of the Latin American and Caribbean Group of the Interparliamentary Union and are expected to hold several bilateral meetings and participate in the forum session. Students and teachers in Cuba currently suffer the effects of the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, which prevents basic study materials from arriving in classrooms and hinders academic exchanges. The U.S. measures hindered the purchase of materials to produce books and pamphlets, which made it impossible to have textbooks for the third level of the national education system. Due to the cancellation of a line of credit associated with the Canadian factory's decision to stop producing for Cuba because of the blockade, the Caribbean newspapers and publishing companies have stopped the production of 76.9 million notebooks, books, exercise books, and medical prescriptions, and 97.4 million copies of newspapers. The unilateral siege prevents Cuban professors, students, and professionals from participating in several virtual events and limits their access to specialized databases. To alleviate these problems, Cuba's education sector is implementing several measures to guarantee students a quality and free education. Cuba will once again submit a resolution to the United Nations General Assembly on November 1-2, calling for the lifting of the U.S. blockade. The vast majority of UN members have supported this resolution for decades. The Avellaneda Hall of the National Theater of Cuba was crowded with the public attending this weekend's tribute to Prima Ballerina Assoluta, Alicia Alonso, which continues in the Cuban capital. The performances are part of the wide and varied program prepared by the National Ballet of Cuba, directed by prima ballerina Vincey Valdez, to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the prestigious company. The celebrations for more than seven decades are part of this jubilee season, as the National Ballet of Cuba called the extensive program of celebration of this company, founded in 1948. In recent weeks, the National Ballet of Cuba has been showcasing its history through photographs and film productions and the presentation of books. The emblematic institution of Cuban culture has resumed its encounters with the Cuban people in hospitals and study and work centers. It shares, explains, and reveals its art, as in the times of Alicia Alonso, Fernando Alonso, and Alberto Alonso. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez recalled the 50th anniversary of the Constitution of the Translators and Interpreters Services team by means of Agreement of 306 of 1973 of the Cuban Council of Ministers. Through the Foreign Ministry's account, the Foreign Affairs Ministry congratulated the Translators and Interpreters Services team, created at the initiative of revolutionary leader Fidel Castro, and acknowledged its professionalism, dynamism, and valuable contribution to Cuba's foreign policy. Through the Foreign Minister's X account, the Foreign Affairs Minister congratulated the Translators and Interpreters Services team created at the initiative of revolutionary leader Fidel Castro and acknowledged its professionalism, dynamism, and valuable contribution to Cuba's foreign policy. And in the international agenda, we have that whoever followed closely the important summit of 12 Latin American and Caribbean nations affected by the migratory crisis must have realized that all the criticism involved the United States. It was a brief meeting, and as its organizer Andrés Manuel López Obrador said, twice as good because it initiated a new kind of regional union to seek a decent solution to a shameful situation created by the great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren of John L. O'Sullivan and James Monroe, who think like them to chain Latin America and the Caribbean. The fact is that, until this moment of change that humanity is going through, the community affected by the migratory exodus had not met to analyze and judge its deepest causes, and Palenque contributed in just 2 or 3 hours of analysis not only to diagnose but to face them with a victorious vision. While all the analysis of the 12 leaders had the United States and its aggressive foreign policy unbefitting of the new times at the center of their criticisms, these solutions also lead to that same country which rejects that the best thing for everyone is a good neighborhood relation different from that of James Monroe. Meanwhile, Argentine President Alberto Fernandez praised the results obtained by the Unión por la Patria Alliance, the leading force in the general elections. Fernandez wrote on the X platform that they had ended an important democratic day with great joy. He congratulated Sergio Massa and embraced all the people who expressed themselves in the polls. According to preliminary results, the current economy minister obtained 36.6% of the votes and should face Javier Milei, leader of La Libertad Avanza, in a runoff on November 19. Fernandez said that Massa is the best prepared to guarantee a path of growth and equality for Argentina. The people are betting on defending work, education, health, and their rights. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.